All right. Today on the Traffic Club of Chicago podcast, we have Mark Montague, Senior Pricing Analyst with DAT Solutions, and he'll be talking about the near-term trends in the trucking market in Chicago as well as across the U.S. So, Mark, take it away. Appreciate you being here.
Hey, it's great to be here. Yeah, the last couple of months, things in the van marketplace, reefer marketplace, have pretty much gone sideways. Now, with the approach of the Thanksgiving holiday, we're starting to see a bump up. And we see that, first of all, in our loaded truck ratios, which are up 22% week over week. That's the week of November 11th to 17th versus the prior week. And reefer loaded truck ratios are up 27%, while flatbed ratios are mostly unchanged. The impact on rates is that November rates are up a penny from the October average to $1.81. Reefers at 214, 3 cents higher than the October average. Meanwhile, flatbed is 5 cents lower than October. We drill into van trends. We've seen actually some change in volumes for several weeks, but the last week was a little bit more pronounced. We're seeing the typical west to east trend of freight from California into transition points like Memphis and Chicago, and then heading into the final mile markets in the northeast region of the country. Meanwhile, reefer, the big thing there, of course, is all the food for the holidays. And with Thanksgiving late this year, we're probably not going to see much let up in reefer traffic through the end of the year. The markets that are particularly active there, we've seen the Nogales come back to life. That's the Mexican border crossing into Arizona. For example, the lane into New York City shot up 24 cents a mile last week to 218. From Lakeland, Florida, Charlotte up 21 cents to $1.83. And definitely potatoes moving out of Twin Falls, Idaho. So there's some pretty good activity on the reefer side of things with some traditional markets and even Florida participating in the month of November. So did you have any questions for me at this time?
No, I think that's great, Mark. We wanted to get just a little insight into what we're seeing across the marketplace. So I really appreciate it. Maybe what do you see going forward over the next 6 months or so?
Well, trucking overall is still in a little bit of a lull on the industrial side. One thing that has really slowed things down is in the flatbed sector. Activity out in the Permian Basin, West Texas, is not strong. We've seen a number of well closures. I think they're down over 200 wells from this time last year. So we're not seeing the same effect uplift to the spot market that the industrial side when they're moving all that pipe and machinery. I think if we get through the first quarter, we'll be in pretty good shape in the second quarter. Capacity, and this may be unfortunate for some folks, but I think that we're going to continue to have some trucking failures that are going to rebalance capacity, particularly with the high insurance costs. We've got the AOBRD exemption ending, which, although it's small of in and of itself, when you compound it with stuff like IMO 2020, which is the maritime low sulfur fuel mandate, you're going to see more trucking failures because the cost of diesel is going up, the cost of insurance is going up, and freight continues to be priced in some cases below carriers' break-even costs. So we get through the first quarter. I look for a rebound in the second quarter of this year, of 2020.
Great. Well, thank you so much for the updates, Mark, and we definitely hope to have you again on the Traffic Club of Chicago podcast if you'll jump on.
Yeah, it's a pleasure. And, you know, I spent a lot of my career in Chicago, and certainly that's a market that I know very well. Unfortunately, Chicago has lost out to some of the surrounding territory in the Midwest. We see Columbus, Ohio in particular, but still remains a very vital cog in the U.S. distribution place, marketplace.
Great. Thank you for all the updates, Mark. Really appreciate it.
Okay, thank you.